Tanya Leon follows her music. Biography. Imagine that you loved music, but lived in a country where there weren't enough opportunities to study it. Not enough schools, instruments, or teachers. What would you do? As a young concert pianist, Tanya Leon believed she would never have all the opportunities she hungered for if she remained in Cuba. That's why, in 1967, at the age of 24, Leon applied for and received a ticket for a freedom flight to the United States. These were flights out of Cuba taken by hundreds of thousands of people who were unhappy with life after the 1959 revolution. Fidel Castro, Cuba's leader at the time, gave citizens who were opposed to the government permission to leave. With a mix of emotions, Leon said goodbye to her family and friends and left the house she had occupied, and everything else, behind. However, unlike many people, Leon didn't leave for political or moral reasons. She left for artistic opportunity. Leon's life was devoted to music. She wanted to reach her full potential and take chances. She later said that coming to the United States was an act of dreams and courage. When she first arrived, with no home or friends, Leon could have felt like a displaced person, but she didn't. Instead, she quickly got to work. She tried to make as many connections in the music world as she could. At the same time, she was careful to ration her time so that she could learn English without losing her focus on music. In her own restrained yet capable way, Leon became a part of the music scene in New York City. In fact, within 2 years, she became a founder of the Dance Theater of Harlem, now one of the country's most prominent dance groups. Ever since her arrival, Leon has proven that her dedication to music is not an illusion. Today, Leon is an award-winning composer and conductor whose Cuban musical roots enhance her music. Her compositions reveal a unique harmony between the Cuban rhythms she grew up with and the jazz, gospel, and classical forms she came to love so well. Back in Cuba, Leon made a lifelong commitment to music. That love of music has remained with her wherever she has gone.